From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Tunisia's interim leaders are trying to put together a provisional government today, less than 48 hours after the abrupt departure of the president ended his 23-year rule. Eleanor Beardsley reports the atmosphere on the streets is somewhat calmer today.
Tunisia has been under a state of emergency since Friday, with public gatherings banned and a strict dusk-to-dawn curfew in force. But Sunday, there were more people out on the streets and they looked more relaxed. Many spoke to journalists without fear, like 30-year-old Ben Youssef Outman.
We're
very proud to be Tunisians today, he says. We carried out a real putsch by the people and the whole world is watching us. After taking over from the ousted president Ben Ali on Saturday, interim president Foued Mabaza said that all Tunisians without exception would now be able to take part in national politics. But later in the day, gunshots rang out and shattered the sense of calm. Sporadic violence continues as the country waits to see what happens next. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis.
A station wagon carrying a family struck a roadside bomb in northern Afghanistan today. Officials say all 9 people in the vehicle were killed. Yesterday, 6 civilians were killed when their minivan struck a bomb in southern Helmand province. Meanwhile, NATO officials say international and Afghan troops killed 2 insurgents yesterday in a raid in the eastern part of the country. 2 suspected insurgents were captured. Doctors attending Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords says her condition continues to improve, 1 week and a day after she was shot in the head in Tucson. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, is a friend of the Arizona Democrat. She says she expects her to recover.
She's doing great, and I talked to her husband Mark last night, and she is making progress. And if there's anyone in the world that will recover fully from this kind of crime and just unbelievable injury, it's her.
Yesterday, doctors replaced her breathing tube, allowing her to be freed from using a ventilator. A survivor of the shootings has been arrested in Tucson. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports he had allegedly made a threat against a Tea Party leader.
63-year-old James Eric Fuller was shot in the back and knee last weekend. He was attending a town hall meeting recorded by ABC News. According to its website, the threat came at the conclusion of the event. The Pima County Sheriff's Department says Fuller approached Tucson Tea Party co-founder Trent Humphreys, took a picture of him with a cell phone, and allegedly said, "You're dead." Fuller was charged with disorderly conduct and threat and intimidation, but he was not taken to jail. Instead, he was taken to a hospital for a mental health evaluation. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Tucson.
The youngest person to die in the shootings was 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green. Her father told the Boston Globe some of her organs were transplanted into a young girl in the Boston area. This is NPR News. France's neo-fascist National Front Party has a new leader. It's Marine Le Pen, the daughter of the party's founder. Frank Browning reports the extreme rightist movement appears to be growing.
82-year-old National Front founder Jean-Marie Le Pen started out in the post-war years selling records that praised Adolf Hitler, attacking Jews, and denying the Holocaust. In recent years, the National Front, half of whose voters regularly come from the old Communist Party, focus on denouncing Muslims and fighting immigration. Le Pen trained his daughter to take over the party after the National Front scored the second highest number of votes in the 2002 presidential election, when Jacques Chirac won. The National Front's appeal is seen here as one of current President Nicolas Sarkozy's most serious problems in next year's presidential election. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations today called for the lifting of international sanctions against Myanmar. Western nations, including the U.S., have imposed economic and political sanctions against Myanmar, also known as Burma, for its poor record on human rights and its reluctance to allow democracy. ASEAN foreign ministers say sanctions should be eased now, to acknowledge the military allowed the first elections in 20 years and released democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi from house arrest. President Obama is congratulating Sudan for its week-long referendum. Results are expected to show support for independence for the south. The president said the sight of so many Sudanese voting in peaceful and orderly elections is an inspiration to the world. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.